This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for tonight's show.
We've got a great guest today. Mary Plyvin is the chair of ECU Women's Roundtable, and she'll be joining us today.
That's right, Paul. And I'm excited about having her as a guest because the Women's Roundtable is kind of a newer organization that we have, but they're doing an awful lot for the university and especially for students.
Absolutely. But before we get to the interview, we'd like to share with you some upcoming alumni events and some things happening on campus. We have some great speakers coming up for folks in Goldsboro and right here in Greenville.
We sure do, Paul. Next Tuesday, February 28th, if you are in the Goldsboro area on that day and you'd like to hear Chancellor Ballard speak, then we invite you to come out to the 2012 Annual Speakers Forum. This event is free. It's open to the public. It begins at 11:30 a.m. with a lunch reception, and there may actually be a small charge for the lunch. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But Dr. Ballard will present the keynote address around 12 noon. This will be held at the Wayne County Courthouse in Historic Courtroom 1, and again, that's on Tuesday, February 28th.
Right, and the very next day, we will have our Greenville Networking Breakfast at Winslow's. Again, that's next Wednesday at 7:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. Greenville's Mayor Alan Thomas will be one of our speakers, along with Senior Economic Developer for North Carolina Department of Commerce, Donna Phillips. Two powerhouse speakers at the Greenville Networking Breakfast. I'm excited about that. Registration is $5 for Alumni Association members, $10 for non-members, and you can get more information by calling the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Mary Plyvin.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 5th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 14th. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with race day registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. The entry fee is $15 and includes a race day t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is current chair of ECU's Women's Roundtable, Mary Plyvin. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thanks, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I grew up in Farmville, North Carolina, which, you know, ECU's right out the back door pretty much. And that my early years I was there, and all my family had gone to ECU, and so I assumed that that's probably what I would do. And then we moved to Raleigh, and all my friends there were going to go to Chapel Hill and Wake Forest, and but I still just had that feeling that I wanted to go back down to ECU. I've always felt like the East is my home, and really, honestly, didn't even apply anywhere else. So I guess I knew all along that's what I was going to do.
Well, who at ECU was important to you while you were a student?
I guess I majored in social work while I was down there, and Gladys Howell was my first professor. I think I had my first sociology class with her, Sociology 101, and I really, really, really liked the whole idea of being a social worker. That it always appealed to me, the giving back, but I didn't know how in the heck you'd do that. You know, we grew up with, during the Kennedy years and Johnson years, when they were saying things like, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, which sounded great and lawfully, but how in the heck, you know, did you do that? And I really felt like when I got down to ECU, I found a way to put some of those ideals into practice. And really Gladys and then Dr. Garvey, I believe his name was my first social worker instructor.
So talk about a favorite memory that you have from your time spent as a student at ECU.
Well, if I were really smart, I would probably tell you that it was times in the library. That would be true, and someone would from my past would come back up and haunt me.
You would be the first person to give that answer on this radio show, so don't feel bad.
No, I think that the best memories I have was growing up in way out on Fifth Street, living in the Kappa Delta house. I lived in a house where 20 girls in the house, and I lived in the blue room, which it's not like the blue room in the White House, I can assure you, but we had 6 girls in that room in one closet, and I think there were 2 bathrooms and 1 telephone in the whole house, so it was quite an adventure. I don't think my daughter could survive like that.
We're talking with Women's Roundtable Chair Mary Plyben, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Mary, let's talk a little bit about the Women's Roundtable. For our listeners that may not be so familiar with that group, what is the Women's Roundtable all about, and how did it get started?
Well, it got started a few years ago. Actually, Janice Faulkner got a group of women together and said, you know, ECU's had a wonderful legacy of leadership through women, but we really, in the last years, we really haven't really been involved down here as much in the leadership and on different boards, and we really need to reconnect women back to East Carolina. And so that was a dream that she had, and started out as a committee and grew into a board, and since 2003, we've just done so many more things than we ever really thought that we were going to be able to do. But our main goal is to connect and to reconnect women back to ECU. We found through people that have joined the round table once they heard about it, some of them hadn't been back or hadn't been back on campus. A lot of them hadn't been on campus since they graduated. They hadn't had an opportunity to come back and say, for example, mentor students, to meet other graduates that maybe are in their same field. Somehow or another, in all these over 70,000 graduates, we lose sight of where they are. And there's so much that women have that they can give back to the university. And this is a perfect way to get your foot in the door. I'll tell you a funny story. Kay Chalk and I, for years, had gone to the foundation board meetings with our husbands, and you know, while they were in the meetings, we'd go to lunch and shop around or do whatever women back there did, and we kept thinking, you know, we have a brain too. We could be on a board like this. And so that's a big reason that we are existing, is to give women an opportunity to be recognized and to have a part in the leadership of the school.
Well, another great reason for the Women's Roundtable, and one of the greatest benefits that they offer back to the university, is the group support of scholarships. Talk about Access scholarships and how the Women's Roundtable is making a difference for current and future students.
Yeah, that was something that when we first started the Women's Roundtable, that we knew we wanted a focus. other than just reconnecting women with the university. And that focus, the group agreed, would be Access Scholarship Program. So many of our people on our board and so many women had a really difficult time financially being able to go to ECU. And so they wanted to have, or we wanted to have, an opportunity to help other students who are bright students who just need that extra help to be able to make school not so difficult and not to have to work three jobs and to be able to really have a good college experience without so many of those, you know, really hard financial pressures. So we're really excited about it. We're supporting three Access scholarships now. We have made a pledge to endow an Access scholarship in memory of Kathy Taft, who was one of our founding members of the Women's Roundtable. And Kay Chalk is endowing another Access scholarship, a Women's Roundtable Access scholarship, and she and her husband's name. So that's, we're really making progress in that area, and we're excited about it. And every time somebody joins, it puts a little bit more money into the pot that we can give back to the university.
Well, Access Scholarships it's a great program. It's really making a big difference here for those students, and I think it's a coup to you and the Women's Roundtable for supporting three of them now.
Well, we're excited about it, and the more members we have, the more we can support. And we have several we have several different ways that we are able to raise this money. We've had the incredible women's series that we are bringing speakers into the university. We'll have another one of those coming up in 2013. We've brought great people in. We attract a lot of people back to the university through that way. So it's an exciting time to be a pirate, as somebody we know says often.
Well, Mary, as chair of that organization, what are your goals for the future of the Women's Roundtable, and what other contributions do you hope to see the group make in the development of women leaders?
Well, I think the number one goal we have is to reconnect women with the Roundtable, with ECU through the Roundtable. As I said earlier, so many people we've met after joining the Roundtable have said, you know, I haven't been back here since I graduated in 1959, and the school has changed so much, and we want there to be an opportunity for people to come back and to be involved and be a part of the leadership of ECU. I mean, I've seen that already beginning to happen. We have women that are going in and mentoring students. We have women that are speaking to different classes. We have one of our members has been chosen to be a member of the Board of Trustees at ECU. We have women in lots of different places that they haven't been before. And that's exciting, and I just feel like the more people that we can get back in, let them take a good look at ECU, let ECU take a good look at them, the more opportunities they'll have to serve and to be a part of the leadership at ECU.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Mary Plyvin, chair of ECU's Women's Roundtable. Well, Mary, you and your husband, Bob, who is a member of our foundation board of directors, as you mentioned, are also very involved with Golfers Against Cancer, which raises money for cancer research. Tell us about your work with that organization and how you were able to help ECU benefit from it.
Well, it's a very exciting organization that was started by a friend of ours in Greensboro who moved to Texas, and now he's started chapters all over the U.S. We have one here in Greensboro, and what we do is to raise money for cancer research in what we do in North Carolina is to raise the money for cancer research in North Carolina. So initially, the board was giving the money to the three comprehensive cancer institutes, Duke, Wake Forest, and Chapel Hill. So we were on the board for about a year, and, you know, I started thinking, well, you know, they're doing ECU. Down at ECU, they're doing research, too. So I mentioned it to the board, and they said, well, you know, we don't really know about ECU. We hadn't ever been to the school. I don't know if that's something we can do. And so Bob said, well, why don't we go down? So we took the board down. We had a wonderful tour of the Brody School, of all the other School of Allied Health, everything, talked to them at the Cancer Center. And long story short, ever since that year, ECU has been in the hunt for the money and has gotten over $250,000 in research grants, and we just recently gave a grant for a study in prostate cancer down at ECU, a $50,000 grant, and they've gotten one every year. And I think that's another reason for people to get involved back at East Carolina, and to remember East Carolina when you're involved in other activities, and you just got to keep saying the name over and over, and people get excited about it just like we do.
Well, what's next for you, Mary?
Well, we have three grandchildren. We have one coming in April, so I expect we'll be pretty busy with these grandchildren. But we plan to continue to stay involved at ECU with Access Scholarships, the new Honors College. We're excited about that. Certainly with Women's Roundtable, I'll continue to be involved in that. We've got a great Inside ECU event coming up in April that people should take a look at for women. We'll invite the first 100 women, the first 100 people who register, women that register, will get to come and see a great behind-the-scenes look at East Carolina. I think it would be a lot of fun. So people will be getting some invites about that real soon.
We've been talking with ECU Women's Roundtable Chair Mary Plyben, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Mary, we'd like to thank you for talking with us and letting us pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Go Pirates!
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. It's time to lace up your running shoes and join in the fun as the East Carolina Alumni Association presents the 5th Annual Pirate Alumni Road Race and Fun Run on Saturday, April 14th. Join fellow alumni and friends as we race to raise money for ECU student scholarships. Our 5K race and 1 mile fun run begin at 9 a.m. with race day registration from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. The entry fee is $15 and includes a race day t-shirt. To register, call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com/roadrace. Register today.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show. Wow, it's amazing all the great things that the Women's Roundtable is doing to help students at East Carolina with access scholarships.
Yeah, those scholarships are so important for students who obviously have great academic potential but maybe not able to afford college. So we're so grateful that they're doing that.
Absolutely. Well, now's the time in the show where we like to ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your power of pride. But did you know membership means you can take advantage of special member promotions? Our Alumni Association memberships allows you access to a variety of special promotions, including discounts nationwide, early notification of programs and events, and members-only event pricing like our $10 tailgate. Keep your membership card handy so you can take advantage of all the member discounts and show your power of pride on the road with your car decal. And right now, if you join the Alumni Association at the 3-year membership level, life member level, or upgrade to a life membership, we'll send you a fantastic stainless steel mug with the Pirate State of Mind and Alumni Association logos on them. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at pirateAlumni.com/join today.
And be sure to tune in again on Friday, March 8th for another great episode of A Pirate's Life for Me.
Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.